We're the line in the sand.
We fight against the forces of darkness.
This is the Earth.
We're expecting a sign that says secret headquarters.
Oi. I need some ID, love.
Oh, are you serious?
We've got several movies to talk about. That was a clip from Hellboy, which we'll get to in just a moment. But, Ron, you just got back from Las Vegas. It was a big deal for exhibitors and movies that are coming out, I'm assuming, the summer and maybe the fall even as well into the winter. What did tell us about your experience in Vegas and what was this?
How much time do we have?
We've got 20 minutes.
It was called CinemaCon, Scott, and you're exactly right. It's a trade show industry gathering, and most of the room is made up of people in the exhibition business, as we call ourselves, people who own movie theaters, operate movie theaters, supply this and that to movie theaters. There's a trade show full of new seats and new sound equipment and, you know, new food and beverage products, which is a big deal right now. But then the major studios trot out their upcoming product, including, like you said, into the fall and even into next year. And they also, along with their clips, bring their movie stars as well. So you've got a number of big names that trot out there on stage and yuck it up with it. Like Kevin Hart and Taraji P. Henson show up at this event for Secret Life of Pets 2. And they come out and they're each holding a live animal. Like they play in the movie, and Kevin Hart's got a rabbit because he's that little bunny rabbit in Secret Life of Pets, and the rabbit doesn't want to be there, and Kevin Hart can't hold on to him, and he's cracking jokes, and these two are going back and forth, and it's just crazy funny. And so that was the upside. The downside: Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in a new Terminator movie.
I saw that was listed just a few days ago,
and
the geriatric Terminator.
Well, there is a new Terminator, but he did show up, and he's going to be in the film, and Linda Hamilton came out on stage with him. But once Schwarzenegger gets a microphone in his hand, it's, you know, goodbye for 10 minutes. He just prattled on and on and on. So, but I got a picture taken with Diane Keaton, one of my favorite actresses. She's got a new movie coming up. Kelly Clarkson, Chadwick Boseman, Helen Mirren got a lot of press out of her comments about Netflix. That happened. And Seth Rogen, Dwayne Johnson, John Cena, Jim Carrey, Halle Berry, Charlize Theron, Jamie Lee Curtis, all of these actors come out on stage and talk a little bit about their movies and then show clips. And Disney, one of the biggest of all of them in terms of box office, has an amazing slate, including Avengers Endgame, which tickets went on sale last week and just blew the doors off, crashed websites. I mean, so many tickets have been sold, so many people looking forward to Endgame, which comes out 2 weeks from today. But then they've also got the new Lion King and the new Aladdin live-action version, and they've got Star Wars coming up. And then, as you probably know, they bought 20th Century Fox, and then they laid another slate of movies out on top of their original slate. They got like 30 big movies, including a new X-Men movie. And so it's just an amazing amount of product that Disney slash Fox will have.
So this is a time when you see mostly clips. You don't actually see entire films.
I did see there were four features that they screened, including one that I really loved called Blinded by the Light, about a young man influenced by Bruce Springsteen's music. And so music was a big theme here, like Bohemian Rhapsody was so huge. Now we've got Elton John and Rocket Man, actually Taron Egerton playing Elton John and Rocket Man, a Beatles-themed movie called Yesterday, a country western singer movie called Wild Rose. They did screen those movies, and we got a chance to see them along with Late Night with Emma Thompson and Long Shots with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. So a little bit of everything going on there. It was a busy week.
Well, turning to Hellboy opening today, and we've been here before, Ron.
I've been twice, as a matter of fact, but it's a new Hellboy, Scott. It's David Harbour. You might recognize him. Of course, a lot of makeup on him in the Hellboy movie. Anyway, he's from Stranger Things. Mia Jovovich, Ian McShane, Thomas Hayden Church, and Scott. Reviews popped this morning at a very low number. I'm not even going to say it, so I'm here to lower everybody's expectations a little bit.
The Guillermo del Toro movies were rave reviews.
Yes, yes, and he is no longer part of this. Ron Perlman's no longer part of this, and so maybe that's part of why critics are so critical of this new movie. And look, they spent a ton of money. They got some amazing special effects and creatures. It's, of course, a very R-rated, violent, gory movie like the others have been. They just didn't hit the mark for the critics.
There's also a comedy called Little with Regina Hall. Issa Rae and Marseille Martin.
Marseille Martin, you might recognize her from the little girl from Black-ish. She actually pitched this movie, and of course, little being sort of the opposite of big. Remember Tom Hanks turned into an older, it was a boy turned into a man. This time, the adult Regina Hall wakes up as Marseille Martin, and she's 13. She's got to go to work. She's trying to run their business as a little girl, and so the comedy ensues, as they say. But the old body sweat. Switching humor in effect with little. That's PG-13.
Also, animated family picture Missing Link, and this is stop motion animation, right?
Yeah, the Leica
studio. which it takes how many hours to get like 8 seconds?
Right. It took them 92 weeks of shooting, you know, 4 seconds a day, essentially, to get to this point where they've got a feature film. And the Leica Studios have done Coraline, remember Box Trolls, Kubo and the Two Strings, Paranorman. I just love the look of this movie. And then, of course, they throw in celebrity voices. Hugh Jackman playing Sir Lionel Frost, who discovers this ape man, Sasquatch, whatever he is. And, you know, it's this adventure story of their interaction. So a lot of celebrity voices. PG, that is 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So critics love and Missing Link. I love this kind of stuff, too. Can't wait to see it.
And a dramatic romance film after...
I'm sure you've read all the novels by Anna Todd, those romantic novels that you love so much. Not. It's no science fiction, Scott. One critic calling it the teen pulp soap opera. The young girl off to college meets the mysterious young man who has a dark secret, and it's their relationship story here. So, again, based on the novels by Anna Todd, this one rated PG-13.
And we have some films that are opening next Wednesday, Breakthrough, and also Disney Nature Penguins.
Yeah, it's Earth Day next week, and almost every year for a while now, they skipped last year, but Disney Nature does these documentaries, and they're so incredibly photographed, and they turn them into little stories. This the story of Steve the Penguin. It's his coming-of-age story, Scott. He's looking for a mate, wants to start a family, and it's narrated by Ed Helms, and it's rated G, and so it's also on the IMAX screen. It's going to look fantastic. You know, guys that spent hours and hours in the Arctic filming these penguins and putting the story together. So that's opening next Wednesday, and Breakthrough, just in time for Easter weekend. We have a faith-based movie, true story of a 14-year-old boy who falls through the ice, is declared dead. His mother prays over his body, and he's back to life after being dead for an hour, and his story of what happened in that time, you know, like Heaven is for Real and those kind of movies, PG-rated movie with a message.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See the movies.